Anybody just hear of the recent studies with mice, lesbian mice? They've replaced just a single gene. Actually, it was done, I believe, in Korea, and they, interestingly enough, named the gene, I think it was FUC23 or something. the fuck gene. One gene replaced or switched, the mice are lesbian. It's just that clear, biological component. So my latest calling in life is to try to illuminate as best I can to politicians, those who make social policies, and to religious leaders as well, what that biological information is, what the scientific information is that demonstrates why it is more responsible to believe that homosexuality is not a life choice, and to be able to work that into things like social policies, and to try to get people who might be more religiously minded to be able to try to forgive or to understand why their kids turned out gay. Because at the end of some of my lectures, when I would tell people, especially since 50% of my students were Muslim, and half of those being Muslim males, and you know how well homosexuality goes over in the Muslim community, that I would say, in no uncertain terms, in my classes, this is probably what got me fired, was essentially, gentlemen, you know who you are, and you know how you feel. And I'm just going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. So then I'm going to leave that in your court. If there's nothing wrong with you, and your religion tells you there is, you've got some thinking to do. And what would happen is at the end of these lectures, invariably there would be some gentlemen just kind of hanging around, and I'd be packing up, and some would come down and they'd say, Professor DiCarlo, can I talk to you about the midterm or something? I said, yeah, absolutely. I got a few minutes. Come down. And he would say, yeah, about chapter 3 is what you said about homosexuality being biological true. I said, well, it's more responsible to believe what the science has to tell us than to ignore it based on a particular religious doctrine. I said, wild guess, you're gay. Yes. I said, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to reconcile this? He said, I don't know. I have nowhere to turn. So maybe one of the things, Doug, we need to think about is how can we deal with this aspect of society where people can feel safe going places to talk, even in total anonymity, so they can stay in the closet within their community, but they can come as an outlet, you know what I mean, and discuss this with us, and we can try to bridge that cultural gap that exists between the supernaturalists and the naturalists, and try to, you know, get them to essentially love their children more than they hate the crime of homosexuality, right?